you're all right.
God, yeah, let's thank God, shall we? For his blessings are raining down upon me. Wait, that's not rain!
Bruce, please don't do that, honey. You know that everything happens for a reason.
That I don't need. That is a cliche. That is not helpful to me.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
Oh, I see. So God is picking on you? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's ignoring me completely. He's far too busy giving Evan everything he wants. Oh, that's great, Sam. But you missed your target. I'm over here!
Don't get mad at the dog. It's not the dog's fault.
No, it's God's fault. I gave him the wrong coordinates.
You know what? Enough. All right? Will you just stop being such a martyr?
I am not being a martyr. I'm a victim. God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm the ant. He could fix my life in 5 minutes if he wanted to, but he'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm!
All right, sweetheart, I know that you're mad. It's completely understandable. What Evan did is slimy and wrong. But this day could have been so much worse. I'm just glad you're okay.
Okay? Newsflash! I'm not okay. I'm not okay with a mediocre job. I'm not okay with a mediocre apartment. I'm not okay with a mediocre life!
So is that what you think that we have? A mediocre life?
Don't make this about you.
About me? How can I make this about me? It's about you. It's always about you.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll have the worst day of my life with a side order of guilt, please.
Okay, God. You want me to talk to you?
Then talk back. Tell me what's going on.
What should I do? Give me a signal. Lord, please, send me a sign. Ah, what's this Joker doing now?
Okay. All right. I'll try it your way. All right. Lord, I need a miracle.
I'm desperate.
I need your help, Lord. Please. Reach into my life.
What the? Hurry up. I got you.
By the way, those were prayer beads that his wife had given him. So that's what those beads were about. So how do we deal with faith questions? How do we deal with the crossroads in our life where our faith walk, our Christian walk and suffering meet? Those crossroads, you know, that, well, some handle it with dignity and grace and come through it stronger, and some others of us handle it totally in the opposite manner, don't we? We run away from those who can help us, and hopefully we can heal on our own. And a lot of us, like Jesus' disciple Peter, are somewhere in between. In Peter's case, he promised Jesus that he would never, ever turn away from him. Remember that? Even unto death, he would follow Jesus, and yet when it came down to it, as we're going to be reminded in February or March of next year, what did Peter do? Said he didn't know him. When the times got tough, the mouthy, the strong-willed Peter, you know, Jesus' rock, you know, Jesus named him Petros, which means rock, right? And then the very next chapter, Jesus calls him something else that means stumbling stone. Isn't that interesting? It's all the time in the Bible and life, I might say. But Jesus' rock, Petros, Peter, turned soft and got scared. We know Peter came around and became one of the great leaders of the church. But that story in the gospel tells us something about ourselves, doesn't it? Really? In the good times, we can claim a lot of things, can't we?